listening to Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State.
I think my faith makes me more aware of the people around me, and that allows me to see things that I don't think are always seen by other people. Kind of like seeing with Christ's eyes versus seeing with my own eyes.
My name is Rachel Sutherland. I'm a junior finance major at Penn State. I'm also an entrepreneurship minor, which basically means I do stuff within the business school that tends to be more entrepreneurially, but is also focused around the other colleges. I've really enjoyed Penn State and being a part of Christian ministry at Penn State as well as nonprofit ministry. I grew up in a Christian home, wonderful Christian parents, and I went to Christian school growing up from kindergarten to eighth grade. After that, I went to public school, which was a completely different experience, but I definitely think the backing and just the grounding I got from when I was younger definitely helped me remain in my faith growing up. Coming to Penn State was a whole different experience when it came to what it meant to be a Christian, and that definitely affected the way in which I shared with my friends and looked at my faith and why I believed in what I believed. And that has definitely propelled me towards wanting to start new things at Penn State, like reaching out to business students. Through the Christian fellowship I'm in, we've gone on a trip to D.C., Urban Plunge, where we've gotten to talk about homelessness in the city, how we can look at social justice issues in a Christian perspective, and how people become homeless or impoverished or get in the situations they're in, and how we learn from the Bible and from Christ's life to help and work with those individuals. I think there are a lot of opportunities at Penn State to get involved in Christian ministry, which is something that doesn't happen at a lot of schools. There's over 500 universities in Pennsylvania, but there is a whole bunch still that only have either one very small Christian fellowship or don't have a Christian fellowship at all, which is kind of amazing, you think, at this point, that there would still be so many campuses that are unreached. But I think at Penn State, something that is great is the fact that since we do have over 40,000 undergrads here, that there's a lot of opportunity to get involved. So I think that's great, and I've really enjoyed the opportunity to meet a lot of people from different faith backgrounds and different upbringings. One in particular, freshman year, a girl who was in InterVarsity, she came from a Baptist background, so Southern Baptist background, and I was completely different in the Presbyterian background. We co-led a Bible study together, and the way in which she explained related stories from her own life to things we were talking about was completely different, but it kind of changed my perspective on Christianity as a whole and opened me up to a whole new area of just how you can worship God and care for other people that just I never experienced because I didn't grow up in that tradition. But when it comes to weaknesses, it is challenging with a peer body of so many people your age. I've never been around this people, and I mean this many people my age. I don't think I ever will again for the rest of my life. How do you deal with struggles of people who are doing completely different things than you or have completely different interests or goals, but also have some similar goals? So while we may have similar career goals or similar educational goals, we have completely different social goals, or maybe we just have different values and beliefs. How do you mitigate that difference when you're spending so many hours a day with these individuals in your class? But when you kind of don't match up on those terms, it can sometimes be challenging to explain, oh, I'm actually not going to this event this weekend, or I'm actually not going to do this, or, you know, I'm actually going to do this. Like, how do you explain that? And that's not always easy. It's just completely different than anything I've ever experienced before. So I work on campus as a computer person in the IT department. I would go every morning and sit at 8 a.m. at this desk in the library. And every day there would be this guy, and I'd come in the library and he'd be sleeping on a couch. His alarm would go off and then he'd get up and he'd leave. And I'd be like, okay. So he did that a couple times, and I was like, why is this guy here? I found out he was homeless and he didn't really have anywhere to go, but he was a student. He worked on campus, but he just didn't, I guess, have a place to live. And there's a church downtown that offers free food and lunch and things like that, and so he'll go there, and I've seen him there before too, getting free food. And I never realized how there was actually homelessness at Penn State in the student population. You know, how do you bridge that gap? And I think the university has done a good job. I think the undergraduate association just opened a food bank for students. How do you find and recognize these people? Because I think they're kind of hidden. They're kind of embarrassed about not having the resources that other students have. So they make use of what they have, but you know, how do you help that?
I think my faith shapes that concern because, you know, had I seen him in the library or seen other individuals, I might have just been like, oh, you know, he probably just stayed up late studying and is here. That's it. I mean, of course he's not, you know, doesn't have a bed to sleep in or, you know, a warm place to stay. But I think it made me more aware because I do care a lot about other people, but I think that stems from my Christian background and, you know, trying to live out Christ's work on earth. When it comes to seeking out a group of people that you can learn from but also be challenged by to go and do is very important. So whether that be through Third Way Collective or a Christian fellowship or something like that, you need to find a place that you can really grow in your faith and continue to do Christ's work at Penn State, because there's a lot to still be done. It's not going to be a finish line and you sign the check and you're done. It's going to keep going. So as much as your 4 years here will be, I'm sure, very powerful, it definitely... a lot can happen, and it's definitely not over when you leave. Pray for places that Christ can challenge you at Penn State, because there's endless opportunities, and if you pray for it, I'm sure doors will open to opportunities on campus. So.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, Penn State's only student organization committed to exploring issues of peace, justice, and faith. Thanks to Bend Block for their incredible music. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.